day, everybody. Time again for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. And participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Strong follow-through gains quickly flooded into the lean hog futures complex today. This continued to drive buyers to push for triple-digit gains, with prices moving more than $2 per hundredweight higher. Moderate losses in cattle futures today, although trade remains light. Corn prices were lower in light trade. December corn futures about 1 cent lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 92 points higher. NASDAQ up by 8 points. In live cattle, futures remain mixed in a narrow trading range. A lack of support in the complex continued to pull back following the aggressive triple-digit gains seen yesterday. Even though losses were expanded through the morning, traders remained generally on the sidelines, likely limiting overall trade pressure throughout midweek. Contract spreading is also being done between cattle and hog markets, given the aggressive market support in the hog complex over the last week. And in feeder cattle, moderate pressure held throughout the complex today. This softness created concern that additional pressure may be seen throughout the entire cattle market, especially given the lack of support in the cash cattle trade over the last couple of days. But so far, the moderate 30 to 50 cent losses seen in feeder cattle trade has been limited to short covering activity after triple-digit gains seen yesterday. Grain futures drifted mostly lower, though, today as a choppy overnight session wound down. Tuesday's weak close triggered some light selling as traders and farmers took profits, though stocks moved higher in Asia and Europe, which led to a firm open on Wall Street. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower but held Tuesday's lows. Corn's attempt to break through its October-November downturn fell apart by the close, keeping the trend lower. Soybeans posted modest losses with some follow-through weakness developing overnight on the heels of yesterday's close off session highs. Wheat prices, though, were mixed today, pressured by yesterday's reversal lower in Chicago and new storms moving across the Central Plains. And that's a look at all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.